It's 4:06. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Alzheimer's Association International Conference is going on this week in Copenhagen. We'll learn about some of the latest research on the disease and what we can do to maybe prevent memory loss in our own lives.
First, a new program undertaken by the Rock County Sheriff's Office and the Humane Society of Southern Wisconsin hopes to give both inmates and dogs a second chance.
The Canine Corrections Academy is reportedly the first of its kind in the state. It pairs dogs who have been deemed unadoptable with Rock County jail inmates who are given the opportunity to train and help rehabilitate them.
Sheriff Robert Spoden joins us. He's the Rock County Sheriff. Welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, give us an overview of the Canine Corrections Academy. How does it work?
Well, the Canine Corrections Academy basically is designed to meet the needs of the needs of animals and also the needs of inmates. And, you know, what we have seen far too often is that, inmates that have been part of our RECAP program basically have never really successfully completed anything. Far too often they've initiated different aspects in their life of programs or whatever they were involved in, but they've never followed through. And this gives them an opportunity to be responsible not only just for improving their behavior, but being responsible for improving the behavior of a dog that currently is not adoptable. And typically a lot of those dogs just have not had good human interaction. They've not had an opportunity to learn social skills that they can, you know, use to become a good household pet. And so what we do is the inmate is paired with the dog that the Humane Society has identified. We've identified the inmates are going to actually do this. They actually had to, sign up. They had to go through an interview process. Obviously, they were screened. We didn't allow anybody that had a violent history or anybody that had been abusive to either, people or humans, but people or animals. And so it has so far been very successful. And, you know, while it's in its early stages, we've been very pleased with not only the interaction of the inmate with the dog, but even the interaction of the dog with the other inmates that are housed up in the dormitory area where this dog actually stays.
Talk a little bit about who's training the inmates to train the dogs. How do they get the proper training to know how to teach the dogs basic skills?
Well, we're very fortunate. We actually have two retired deputy sheriffs, Matt Pine and Don Miller, and they're actually dog handlers. They actually do that on the side. And they volunteer to come here and work with the inmates and mentor them and give them the skills that they're going to need to train these dogs, as well as, you know, be involved themselves. So it's been a very win-win situation for everybody.
So what does it take to get a dog to become, quote, adoptable? What kinds of things are the inmates training them?
They're teaching them basic commands, the ability when you're on a leash that there's, you know, you can't just yank the person around. They're teaching them, even things, simple things as how to crate themselves, you know, how to, go and sit down, just very, what we take for granted, very basic skills for dogs. A lot of these animals have never been taught that. And so it gives them an opportunity to do that. And it also is teaching these inmates that, you know, you're going to have to be more responsible for, you know, not just yourself, but another living thing. And at the end of this training session, these dogs will be adoptable. And then we'll advertise. The families will get to come out to the sheriff's office. The inmate will be part of the interview process, as will be someone from the Humane Society and someone from the sheriff's office. And then we'll interview the family and make sure that it's a good fit. And then the dog will be turned over to the family and hopefully have a very happy life. And hopefully this will inspire the inmate to realize that, you know, I can be part of something beyond myself, that I can do something positive for my community, and that I can make a difference in a dog's life, and I can help prevent this dog from perhaps being put down. And that in itself, I think, is going to be a valuable life lesson for these inmates.
I imagine, too, that handing a dog over after you've spent so much time with them to a family, although it's a happy ending, it's also probably, quite an emotional loss for the prisoner, or for the inmate who's, become attached to it.
Yeah, you know, we anticipate that's going to happen, but at the same time, you know, we've been very upfront with them that, you know, this is a temporary, you know, situation that you're in. This is something that you're really just preparing this dog to actually go and have a permanent home. And so while it's important for you to develop a relationship with the dog, you need to always keep in mind that, you know, this is going to come to a close, and this dog is going to go to a home, and hopefully you prepared it, and that's really your responsibility, preparing it to be a good pet.
Did you say that they're living with the dog as well?
Yes, the animal, and his name is Duke. Duke is actually up in the living area of the dormitory-style housing area that we have. It's actually called E-Unit. And he's in there, and he's able to interact with other inmates. And we had a very positive response from the inmates about Duke. And, you know, as everyone knows, you know, having a dog in a prison or a jail situation reduces tension. It reduces, you know, hostility, and just adds to a better all environment for not only the animal, but for, you know, the inmates.
How many inmates are working with Duke?
We have one that is the primary handler, and his name's Ryan Lambert, and then we have a secondary handler, Tobias Turvey, he backs up Ryan. So that part of our program where these inmates are at is that they have to go through educational processes, they have to learn job skills, they have to do community service work. If they have alcohol or drug addictions, they have to go through counseling for that. So they have a schedule of events. So if Ryan is going to have to be gone, or Ryan is going to be tied up in a class, then Tobias can help out as far as, you know, working with the dog. So they both have been selected. However, Ryan is the primary caregiver.
And I don't know the criminal histories of these two particular inmates, but I'm curious what the future might hold for them, and whether the skills obtained through this program is something that they will someday possibly get to carry on, you know, back in normal civilian life outside of jail.
And that's what our hope is. And, you know, with the RECAP program, you know, we try to take a wide approach to what led these people to get into jail. I've always said and been very adamant that I don't think that when you're an 8-year-old little boy or an 8-year-old little girl that, you know, you say, you know, when I grow up, I want to be in jail or I want to go to prison. But somewhere down the line, these inmates have not developed in a really more appropriate manner. They don't have the necessary skills to be productive in our community. So this gives them an opportunity to be responsible, to develop some type of a relationship, and to complete something. Again, you know, being able to say, I actually took this dog that was not adoptable, I worked with him, I trained him, and now he's adoptable and he's going to a good home. I think that just that, as far as their confidence and self-esteem, is really going to pay some very big dividends.
Do you have plans to possibly expand the program in the future?
Yes, we actually already have a 18-month-old puppy that does not play well with other puppies, and so he's going to be coming out in about a week. And then we're looking at hopefully by August or September to have 4 dogs in here at the same time and working with them. One of the funny side things that has been happening is we've been getting phone calls from people in the community that say that actually say, well, you know, my dog is kind of being naughty and doesn't really listen to me. Would you guys be willing to take my dog and just work with him for 2 weeks and see if you can train him? which obviously we can't, but, you know, it's been, thus far, the community has been very receptive to it, and I think that they see that it's a good program, and we've had great buy-in.
Great. Well, thank you, Sheriff Spoden, for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. That was Rock County Sheriff Robert Spoden telling us about a new Canine Corrections Academy, which pairs unadoptable dogs with prison inmates in hopes of rehabilitating them.